Okay, first of all, my name is Angela Rock, and I've been in the band since summer 85, and why I came in the band was because Mickey joined the band a couple of months before me, and then they needed a guitarist, and we've been friends for a long time, me and Mickey. So he called me while I was in Gothenburg, and the day after I flew down to Copenhagen to join them in the studio. They've already been in the studio for a week during the Fatal Portrait recordings. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I recorded some solos and stuff, and they said, yeah, sure, it's fucking great, you know, and then I joined the band. And then really nothing happened for such a long time because we tried to get a record deal and stuff. And then we went out to the first tour, summer 86, with on the Fatal Portrait tour.
And you got signed with Road Racer.
Yeah, so that's right. We got signed with Road Racer a couple of months later after we recorded the Fatal Portrait album.
Have you made any vinyl appearances before you joined up with King Diamond?
Yeah, but it's really nothing to talk about. No, because it's, you know, being lousy recordings and stuff. You know?
Did you,
I consider myself as the first recording I did was really King Diamond, the first. Best one.
How long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar for seriously, you can't say seriously, for about 8 years maybe. And before that, you know, when I tried out some stuff, like 4 years maybe before that. So in all 12 years, I started 12 years ago.
How about some major influences?
Well, yeah, I listen a lot to Randy Rhoads, Ozzy Osbourne, Uriah Heep, Old Black Sabbath. Yeah, stuff like that. But still, I listen to a lot of music, like jazz, classical music, and sometimes even pop music, you know. Depends on what kind of mood I am in.
How long have you guys been on the road?
We've been on the road now. We started in Oakland the 12th of August. So we've been out for almost 4 weeks now. And the tour's going on till the end of October. So this is the longest tour we've done so far. So.
Did you start up in the United States, or did you start out overseas?
No, we started up in the United States. And after this, we're going to take probably a break. I don't know yet, because we're trying to do a support tour with some major band. But we haven't heard anything about yet. And if not, we're going to write songs as soon as we go back to Los Angeles. And then we might do a European tour in January. For a month and a half or something like that.
Does the band collaborate on writing the music?
Yeah, you can say that, because King writes all the lyrics, of course, and then he writes most of the songs too. But still, I wrote like 2.5 songs on the new album.
Which ones were they?
Yeah, including them. And I'm helping King out with some stuff. Like in the songs, like different harmonies and chords and stuff, and sometimes I'm writing my own solo rhythms, and King is helping me out with different moves and stuff too.
You mentioned that you wrote two songs for the new album besides them. Which
yeah,
ones were they?
And it's them I wrote together with King, and then it's Broken Spell and Mother's Getting Weaker.
How's the album doing sales-wise?
I don't know really, but I think it's going real well, because, you know, MCA is distributing the album now, and that's a lot better than it was before. You know, you can go to any store anywhere and just see the album. I mean, lots of compact discs, cassette tapes, and albums, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah, I know the album is also broken, you know, about number 80 in Billboard.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Yeah, that's really good. And also the new video we recorded in London, it's been like the fifth most requested video on MTV.
Do you plan on doing any more videos for the record?
No, I don't think so. I think we better wait till the next album, you know, because it's a question of money, as always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. It might happen. Depends on how good the album's gonna sell. And stuff.
You guys plan on staying with Road Racer for the next one?
Yeah.
It seems like they've done a real good job of promoting you guys and, you know, making sure that you live up to your full potential.
Yeah, sometimes you can say, I mean, they're doing a lot of promotion stuff. Promotion-wise, they promote the album very well, but still, you know, sometimes you think that's fucked up sometimes because of, like, you haven't seen a photo of the band yet, have you? Except for the album.
No, not except for the
album. No. That's one of their, you know, major fuck-ups. Sometimes it's very irritating, you know, you get really pissed off from that. But now we've done a photo session now, so I guess it's going to be some photo stops.
Oh, yeah, I spoke with you briefly at the tea party, you know, in Cleveland. Are you guys doing those in every major city?
No, not really. It depends on, you know, it depends on time and stuff. And we don't know really. It's up to Roadrunner to arrange that kind of stuff. So we don't know really where is the tea party. But I guess it's going to be one in New York now, as soon as we go down there. And maybe in Boston. Boston tea party?
Well,
concerning the songwriting on next album, I guess Pete, the new guitarist, me and him and King, of course, is going to write a lot of, mostly of the songs.
Okay, well, it was really nice talking to you, Andy.
All right,
thanks for your time and everything.
No problem.
And like to thanks for the great music. You know, it's really good. You guys are a really good band. I hope you keep it up for a long time.
Oh yeah, I hope so too. All right, thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.